38 remembers.
The late, great Glenn Campbell.
Same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road.
But without a doubt, majestically, he rides off into the afterlife after 81 years on this earth. And oh, what a life it was. Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy, on Rowdy Yates Remembers. And while it is a sad occasion that we spend this time together, I hope you hang around for the next 20 minutes or so as we give you 8 of Glenn's greats and share the stories of how he came to be, those who made him a superstar, and even how his suffering in later life made things easier for others who were affected by Alzheimer's. First, let's flash back to the swinging 60s when Glenn quickly earned a name for himself as a session guitarist and a member of the famed Wrecking Crew in Los Angeles, California, picking licks for Elvis, the Beach Boys,
I know she must be kind.
The First Edition, and Merle Haggard too. Capitol Records took notice and rolled the dice on a 5-album deal, and none of them took. But at the insistence of a new producer named Al DeLore, Glenn was given a chance at redemption. And with the help of his friends, the Smothers Brothers, to boot, a virtual unknown took the stage at a Hollywood TV studio and became a household name.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
All he could do at that point was just hang on.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door.
She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
This is Rowdy Yates Remembers, Glenn Campbell.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun, dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston. Galveston.
Campbell will be the first to tell you that the power of TV did much to reboot his career as a singer. And after the success of the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour on television, Capitol Records not only scrambled to reissue the past 5 years worth of Glen's albums to new fans, but they pulled out all the stops to give him the absolute best in studios, musicians, and promotions people to capitalize on his newfound fame. By that time, songwriters were standing in line to have him cut their material, but Glen and his producer knew a fresh approach required fresh material, and a 17-year-old Oklahoman by the name of Jimmy Webb was just the guy. Penning a string of songs for Glen, most in hours or minutes instead of days or weeks, Webb's city songs like Galveston, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and the epic Wichita Lineman turned Glen Campbell into a superstar in a matter of months.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the
Campbell. Take it.
time the 1970s rolled around, Glen Campbell was a megastar with a level of popularity you could easily measure against the likes of Garth Brooks, George Strait, Elvis, even the Beatles. In 1968, he sold more records than them. And despite a few life hurdles that made for tabloid fodder, Glen Campbell continued to earn the accolades of those in the industry for not only his five-star stage performance, but his ability to change with the times, stay on top of the trends, and represent American popular music in grand fashion the world over. During his career, he won 6 Grammys, 3 Grammy Hall of Fame Awards, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, 9 ACM Awards, and 2 from the CMA. But all good things must come to an end, and on a high and happy note, Glenn put up his final number one on both the pop and country charts with this crossover from 1977. It's Southern Nights on Rowdy Yates Remembers.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the stories told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold hand as he slowly walked by.
Rowdy Yates remembers Glen Campbell.
Is that who you really are? day of people to me. You gotta do what's right. You gotta spend the night staying in touch with the street. When you're surrounded by friends, they say the fun never.
Saying art imitates life, and that was exactly the case with Glen Campbell and that very song. He said it spoke to him. Country Boy on Rowdy Yates Remembers, and despite the setbacks and the successes that were Glen's 81 years on this earth, he said he always tried to keep in mind his humble beginnings as a poor kid from Delight, Arkansas. Do your best. Lend a helping hand when you can. As a producer, a peer, a producer, and a businessman, Glen did those very things and a lot more, introducing young talents like Jerry Reed, Bobby Gentry, and Ann Murray to millions on his TV show, and through his publishing and management group, recognizing the talents of a young staff writer who became a superstar himself, Alan Jackson. Even after getting the devastating news of his Alzheimer's diagnosis, Glen and his family seized the opportunity to create awareness about the disease, offer support, and share the struggles of others who suffer and how all of us can help. In fact, that mission will go on forever with the Glen Campbell Memorial Foundation through careliving.org.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find
that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Rowdy Yates Remembers Glenn Campbell is a presentation of Compass Media Networks and the Syndicated Radio Network, produced by Chad Stevens. This is Randy Marks. Thanks for listening.